behind the back, into the hole for two. It's a Joe Jay. 3 seconds, quarters to the rim, layup.
Wow, guys, that's goosebumps. That is my man John Raffer is about to join us, guys. It's been a crazy March. You guys know what's up. The corona effect is really real. I hope everyone's staying safe out there. I hope everyone is really taking this serious. And guys, you know, there wasn't a March Madness. So us at Fight Bananas, you know, we are the people's podcast. So we wanted to bring you a March Madness of the greatest UFC fights of all time. Guys, I'm telling you, we've had over 20 UFC fighters, media members, promoters. We put so much time and effort in it, and now we're about to unravel. We're about to debut all the brackets, four brackets, Vegas, New York, Dubai, and, of course, Brazil. My man, John Raffer, we're going to go through the brackets, throw some upsets. What was a number one seed he liked? What are a late seed he can think can win the whole thing? Here we go. March Madness, the Fight Bananas. Best UFC fights of all time.
We're gonna rally.
All right, John Raffer is on the line, the professor. Are you ready for these brackets, my man?
Man, I can't wait. This is better than March Madness.
I know, man. It's so fun. John, I kind of said at the beginning, we had so many fighters, promoters, media members, like, put their input. Some fights that I'm like, wow, okay, that fight is maybe more, you know, loved or liked or had a better history than I even thought, and some sleepers as well. And it's so crazy, man. Let me just start with that. There's some high seeds, bro. 11, 12, and 13 that are like, you're going to be like, oh my God, that's one of my favorite fights ever. It's really hard to number the top 64 best UFC fights ever. You know what I mean?
It really is. It really is. This is definitely a challenging experience.
So here we go. This is kind of unravel each bracket at a time, and then, you know, something that jumps at you, or, you know, hey, we'll just take it one at a time and see where it goes, all right?
Yeah, where are these regions at?
Okay, so we got four regions: Brazil, Las Vegas, New York, and Abu Dhabi.
All right, sounds good.
I mean, here we go. We're going to start in Brazil.
Okay.
And we're going to kind of start, we'll start at the ones. We, on Instagram, on the Fight Bananas official, we kind of threw the one seeds, the two, the three, and the four. So, you know, a little sneak peek, and people were super into it. It's awesome already. People are like, what? That's a three seed? So, this is the number one overall seed in the whole bracket. To be blunt, to me, it wouldn't be. But the fighters love this fight the most, John, and I think you're going to be up there with it. The number one seed of the whole bracket is Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald 2, UFC 189.
For the Brazil region, it's Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald 2, the split lip, the nose touching the brain,
yes,
the epic red king.
Yes, the All stare right. down after round number
four.
Yeah, so I had it at a number one, but this is the overall number one seed in the whole bracket. So, and number 16, who they have to fight in the first round, Dominic Cruz, Uriah Faber 2. So, there's no freebies, there's no gimmies here, you know what I mean? That was a great fight. Do you remember that fight?
Okay, that's a gimme when it comes to Robbie Lawler.
All right. So, hey, it's 1 versus 16, right, you know?
It's supposed to be a gimme.
There you go. So then, okay, then we're going to quickly move through this. So 8 versus 9, same bracket. We got Justin Gaethje versus Michael Johnson at the 8th seed.
Okay.
Verse number 9, old school, Shamrock versus Ortiz.
Okay.
You like
All
that?
Right.
A little bit of versus like the old school of that was UFC 22. That's how far back we're going.
We're doing Shamrock 1 versus Tito 1, right?
Yep.
Because they fought like 17 times, I think.
Yes, number one. Oh, gosh, that's great.
Okay, that's a good one then. I'll take that. I give Gaethje the favorite in that one.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Gaethje and Michael Johnson.
Every 8 versus 9, you know, like the 8 seed versus the 9 seeds are just incredible. Like, it's just, they're so close. It's you're picking tomato, tomato. Quickly moving down, we got 5 versus 12. You know, in the real March Madness, the 12 upsets the 5 a lot. Let's see what you think. The 5 seed is Matt Hughes versus BJ Penn 1. The 12th seed is Amanda Nunes versus Ronda Rousey.
Oh, well, I mean, Matt Hughes, BJ Penn win that one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's a slaughterhouse on the on 12. You know what I mean? That's not really like kind of everybody knew. I'm sorry, you know, Ronda, but kind of everybody knew that was going to happen. I was like,
right.
So yeah, I'll take the number 5 in this one.
And it's funny too, my man. Like sometimes some of these aren't the greatest fight, but like the moment itself is just that iconic and makes the bracket. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it was you know the silent comeback that. Stayed silent.
Keep it going. 4 versus 13. I love this one. This is a great one. Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz won. On the 4 line, a lot of people thought it should be higher, but, you know, McGregor Diaz 2 is a little bit higher. So this is 1 versus Miesha Tate versus Holly Holm.
Oh, that's so, a tough one.
That's a good one right there.
They were on the same card together.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
They were on the same card together.
Dude, I can't even make this up.
I bet on both of these. I bet on Miesha and Nate on the undergrounds of both of these and won almost a grand that day. That was great.
Wow.
That was a great day.
Oh, there you go.
So that's such a tough one.
That is good.
You go with Nate Connor because it was a more back and forth like fight.
Right.
I think. But, you know, Miesha did what she had to do in the 5th, man. She took her down and choked her out, like legitimately put her to sleep.
And especially after Holly Holm was such a superstar because she just defeated Ronda, and this was her first title. That was a crazy fight. I remember that, like having goosebumps when Miesha came back to win at the end. So that's a close one.
I don't know.
These will go to votes on all of our media platforms, but of course you and I have a strong vote. You know what I mean? We're like the delegates or something like that. I
guess I lean still to Connor Nate because it was a little bit more action packed.
Okay,
but God, that last 5th round, that was great for Miesha, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. 2 versus 15. This was, to me, should be on the 1 line. It only made on the 2 line. We got Wei Li versus Ioana, the most recent
fight.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. I thought that was going to be on the 1 line, too.
Right. That made the 2. So they're going to fight Dillashaw versus Dominic Cruz, UFC Fight Night 81. So that's 2 versus 15. I think we got our answer there. After this is a great, oh my gosh, 6 versus 11, female versus female. We got Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm. So we talked about that. This is a very Holly Holm Rousey bracket. They're going to fight another female matchup, Cyborg versus our girl, Felicia Spencer. I like that.
I'll take the Felicia Spencer Cyborg fight.
Wow. Okay. The 11 upset in the 6. I like that. And with the people,
just because like, you said Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm is 6th seed?
Yeah, made it to the 6.
Oh, that was Ronda Rousey losing for the first time, so that's a big deal.
It was a moment, for sure.
Yeah, but Felicia Spencer put the world on notice that I'm a bad girl.
You're right. Okay, talking about another moment, I think you're going to like this a lot. Oh, actually, you might not. Oh, no, you're right. Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen 1. This is a 3 seed. It's really weird. The fight, I don't know if you remember it, and you probably do immensely, the fight wasn't great. It was a lot of like Chael taking back Anderson, but you watched it for 23 minutes, and then if you're an Anderson fan, and to have that triangle in the last minute or two was just like one of the most insane comebacks in mixed martial arts history. So that's on the 3 line. The 14 is just another recent fight. John Jones versus Dominic Reyes in the light heavyweight division.
Oh, I'm taking Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen over that one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that moment, Silva triangle. And then we're going to finish this off, a 7 versus a 10. This is insane. Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier 2 versus Chad Mendes, Conor McGregor. When McGregor won the interim strap when Aldo got hurt for the first time. God, that's a close one. That's a close one.
It's the McGregor-Chad Mendes fight for the moment.
Right. I'm with you because Max...
The buildup of Connors to get the belt was like one of the most epic buildups of like mixed martial arts history, period. And I don't care who you are, you can't say it's not. The buildup to him getting the belt, like officially getting the belt, it was something.
I love it. So that it's a great bracket. I see a lot of Holm and Rousey's in there. You know, any bracket, you got Lawler, McDonald too, and then you got Whaley, Ioana, and then you got some crazy moments of Silva, Sonnen. You got some great Conor McGregor Diaz. That's a stacked bracket. Oh, that is insane.
It comes down to, in that bracket, the final two are going to be 1 and 2.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right, but you don't think I'm telling you that sneaky. How about McGregor Diaz? I don't know. Hey, the people love Diaz.
It could, but like right now, as far as quality of fights, right. 1 and 2 are the tits. They're the bee's knees. They're the cat's pajamas.
Oh my gosh! If you come with this all podcast long, this might be the greatest podcast ever. And this is sponsored by Fusion CBD Products. Make sure you go to FusionCBDProducts.com. You're welcome. Okay, we're moving on. We're going to, this might be my favorite bracket. This is the Las Vegas bracket. This is a
now
little.
This is this below? Are we putting this one below? Like, you know how we have the brackets in regions. Is this when Brazil was the top left? Now this is the bottom left.
No, a great point.
Are we going across to the top right
yes,
now?
Yes, across to the top right because this is the number two seed in the whole tournament. So they don't, they always do the March Madness. The one they do match up. The one should fight the two in the finals. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to the other side.
Yes, sir. We're going to the other side. This is Las Vegas. My maybe number one. This might be my favorite fight of all time. This whole bracket is so awesome. It's really a lot of old school stuff. I love it. Shogun Rua versus Hendo. Dan Henderson, number one. UFC 139. I love it.
Yeah.
Versus the 16 seed. Great fight. Chris Weidman versus Lyoto Machida. I love that fight, but no shot.
Not even close.
Okay. Next, 8 versus 9. Like I said, all these are so close. We got Frankie Egner versus Greg Maynard 3. We're going to hear that fight later on. This is number 3. And then they're going to go against Valentina versus Jessica I. Not a great fight, but that moment. It's the head kick.
Yeah, we weren't sure if Jessica I was alive.
Right. Like
everybody was kind of wondering. And then people said, okay, she's all right. Because somebody's soul left somebody's body that day in the ring and in the cage. That was nasty. But I give a Frankie versus Greg.
Man, I might disagree. That's the 8 versus 9. I love that Valentina moment. I'm not gonna lie, I really do.
I love the head kick. She set it up beautifully. But Frankie not finally ending the trilogy, I think, wins it.
Okay. Moving along. Gosh, these are so good. This is 5 versus 12. Cub Swanson versus Choi at UFC 206. Remember that war?
Oh, yes. It's a 5 seed. That's a good one.
And versus a 12 seed, a guy that you might know about, Georgi Masvidal versus Darren Till.
Oh, it's in London, dude. The 12 beats the 5 in this one.
John Raffer, the professor, always bringing the knowledge. I agree with
and
you.
And then you got to go with what happened afterwards, because people are going to remember that as a simultaneous moment. He got 2 knockouts in one night.
3-piece in the soda. I agree with you. You have that's extra credit bonus points. And then remember before it was that stare down, the greatest like pre-fight interview ever, them two just staring at each other.
It wins. The 12 wins that time.
Yes. Okay. 4 versus 13. One of the greatest heavyweight fights ever, my man. Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot Silva in an absolute war. The draw. 13 seeds. Forrest Griffin versus Rampage Jackson. Same kind of thing. Not the greatest fight. A great fight, but that's when Griffin won the light heavyweight strap for the first time. It was a really cool moment.
Yeah, a lot of light kicks.
Yeah, you're right. I got Hunt and Silva. That's where I'm leaning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Okay, moving along. 2 versus 15, and then this is going to surprise people. This might be the biggest upset in the bracket. We just mentioned Frankie versus Greg. We got him at the 2 line, Frankie versus Greg 2. This is when, Frankie got almost knocked out. He came back, did the wrestling move. It was one of the greatest fights ever. Remember how great that fight was?
Yeah.
A 2 seed, a little high, I think. A 15 seed, the Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez.
Oh, every time I cry.
At 4 minutes and 59 seconds of the last round.
Oh, like, my God, you lucky bastard.
That's a close one. That might be one of those 51-49s, and we're going to flip a coin. That could be the biggest upset.
That's a buzzer beater one right there, man.
Yep, that could be the upset. So that's 2 versus 15. This is 6 versus 11, and I'm really upset. I'm so upset that this made it to this line. We got Frank Mir versus Brock Lesnar 2 at UFC 100. And then they're going to go against the BMF title, George Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. Gosh, I'm going to cry.
You know, your boy's losing that one.
Yeah, the BMF, and that's the 11th seed, too. That should be higher up on the board, guys. Come on.
Just because it's BMF.
The Rock was in the ring. Come on.
He was in the cage. Oh, my goodness. Yep.
So that's a close one.
I take the underdog in that one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. So, dude, we could have a 15 and 11 moving on. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
3 versus 14, one of my all-time favorites, Clay Guida versus Diego Sanchez. I told you, this is like an awesome old-school bracket. I'm loving this. So that's the 3. They're going to fight against the 14 seed of Lyoto Machida versus Belfort. Vitor Belfort. Gosh, another great one.
Oh, wow.
I'm going old school on that one. I'm going Clay Guida all day long. You ready for that? Might be the biggest sleeper in this whole bracket. I can watch Clay Guida and Diego Sanchez throw bombs for 10 hours straight. Am I wrong on that?
No, that's a great fight.
And then to finish out this bracket, 7 versus 10, we got it. Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor, the moment of Conor's career. And they're going to go against Amanda Nunes versus Cyborg. So what a great bracket, I'm telling you.
Okay. The only reason Conor McGregor wins this is because it was like Jose Aldo as far as a legend and Cyborg as a legend in each of their rights. This is so sexist. It's just because Conor's a man and Amanda's a woman that Conor's going to win in this fight.
Wow, really?
I really believe that because it's the same exact thing. It's Amanda Nunes, the rising lion, destroys the unbeatable monster, right? That reigned for however many years. And Conor, the rising superstar again, you know, dethrones the greatest of all time, you know, the unbeatable guy for 9 years. It's kind of like the same exact thing.
You're actually pretty right. You, I love it. Actually, that's why we have you on.
And just because Conor is a bigger figure,
right?
He's gonna get it. Let's just say that. It's not sexist. Let's just say he had more of a persona than Amanda Nunes does. So he's gonna win that battle. But it's the same exact thing. They both knocked their opponent out. And it was just shocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and to me, dude, it was the rise of Conor, man. It was like, come on. Like, Conor is one of the all-time GOATs, and it's just, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just,
it's a perfect one. You know how you say styles make matchups?
Yes, sir.
Well, that was a perfect matchup.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
That was perfect. That was exactly the same. They did something to a legend. They were, you know, goats of their own rights, you know, in certain ways. And it was a perfect matchup. But wow. Conor will win that one. So they'll move on.
Dude, so I'm telling you that is easily my favorite bracket. There's just so much there. We got Henderson, Rua. You got Masvidal, Diaz. You got the Conor, Jose. You got Hunt, Silva. There's just tons of all-timers in this bracket. So that's Las Vegas. Number two, you know, one seed, the Dan Henderson. So, okay, we're moving along. This is going to bottom right. So this is the number three overall seed. So we got the winner, if the one seeds went out, right? We got Shogun and Henderson. The one seed over here for the New York bracket, John, is Forrest versus Bonner. It's just any mixed martial arts fan, we all remember. Yep, go.
I didn't think it was a one seed.
Ooh.
I was a little upset by that.
Oh, a little high in your book, huh?
Just one seed too high. That's all.
Okay. Maybe the way Lee Ioana should have got it, right?
Yeah. I don't, you know what I mean? I was just like, it was fresh in my mind. I get it. And it was, to me, like, they, as a standout, those are two of the bad, like, it was women that did it. They stood up there and banged it out as women. And I'm like, they put themselves on the map and, like, solidified that. And 1,000% they should be allowed to be doing what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree with you.
No, you know, that's my whole thing about it. I know Bonner and Griffin is iconic, but just thought it was one seed too high. But I digress, and you may move forward.
No, and you're probably right, and we're getting, you know, when you get to that level, when the final eight could be ones and twos, so we're going to – the cream will rise to the top, right?
Absolutely. Good one. Good one, yes.
The media members, I had three media members, John, that kind of voted and they emailed. All of them had Griffin Bonner in the one line. I was like, gosh, I guess I got to put it up. I
get it. This is my opinion.
Versus the 16th seed, Conor McGregor versus Chad Mendes. Blowout.
Okay.
Right? Blowout. Eight versus nine. Again, this is probably my favorite line.
Did you say Conor McGregor versus Chad Mendes?
Yeah.
That you had that in the very first bracket.
Did we really? Oh, my gosh.
Go back and look. I'm sorry to do this.
No problem, man. Let's run it.
Go all the way back to the first bracket.
You're right. I
picked that one to win.
Wow. Dude, we got a new 16 seed where we got to make one up right now on the spot.
Let's go.
Mike Davis versus Thomas Gifford.
Okay.
No, what were you going to say? You say something else then.
I was going to say Robbie Lawler, Josh Koscheck.
I love it that you win. That didn't make the bracket, and that's a great one. So Lawler, Koscheck is in. Man, I'm
that's like
it.
The resurgence of Lawler.
Lawler, Koscheck. Okay. Man, John Radford is keeping me in line. I love it, man. Appreciate you. Okay.
But yeah, that one loses.
Yeah,
the 16 seed loses that one.
Yeah, of course. we're talking all this, and it's like, oh, they get swamped. Eight versus nine, GSP versus BJ Penn. One, love it. Versus the guy that you just named, Robbie Lawler versus Johnny Hendricks. Gosh, that's a great fight.
BJ Penn, George St. Pierre won.
Okay, let's move on. 5 versus 12, it's kind of been the upset so far, but I don't think on this one, dude. We have Eddie Alvarez versus Justin Gaethje. The 12 seed, one of your favorites, I know, Matt Brown versus Eric Silva.
Oh, that fight is so awesome.
I know, it's so good.
So awesome. We're just going by fights without names, it's that fight. It's that fight. Gosh. If you don't look at their names, it's that fight. If you look at the names, it's Justin Gaethje and Eddie Alvarez.
Gosh, I love this. This is maybe my second favorite idea we have ever done the podcast. This is just incredible. Like, this could be – we're going to close this down in a little bit after we name it all, and then, like, I think we should do a whole nother show just literally breaking down, you know, who's going to win or lose.
Absolutely.
After this is 2 versus 15? No. Oh, no, I'm sorry, guys. This is 4 versus 13. 4 versus 13. Brock Lesnar versus Shane Carwin at the 4 line. And then the 13 line, another heavyweight, is Stipe Miocic versus DC2 with the little comeback of Stipe. Gosh, that's a nice one. I like that one.
I think the 13th seed.
Yeah, I'm not, you know me, you know I'm a Lesnar guy. The comeback was cool, but, like, the first round was awful. Like, Carwin just sat on him, you know? So, we're moving on. I love this fight, 2 versus 15. Maybe this is the greatest 2 versus 15 matchup ever. Razor sharp. You got Diaz McGregor, 2. It's my personal favorite fight in the game. Versus Tony Ferguson versus Showtime Pettis at the 15 line. Wow.
Diaz Connor wins that, but that's a hell of a fight.
That is.
That comes down to like some free throws at the end of regulation.
I love it. Great analogy. 6 versus 11. We got Whitaker versus Israel Adesanya versus Dustin Poirier versus the Korean Zombie. That's just like two bang burners. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know.
And that was at Dustin versus Kareem was UFC on Fuel TV 3. Love that old school shit. Love it.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, we got two left in this the bottom of the bracket here. 3-14 and 7-10. 3-14, Ronda Rousey versus Liz Carmouche on the 3 line versus 14. You're going to get upset about this one. Chris Weidman versus Anderson Silva 1. Let me. I have some inside information on this one. So Rousey Carmouche made the bracket. And I actually, to be blunt about it, I had him around in the 10-9 seed. It was in a big moment for females, and it was Ronda's first time, and it was awesome. But the fight itself was okay. I was blown away, man. Same thing. Some of the media members, one promoter had it at the one line because it was that iconic, they said, of a fight. Some of two UFC fighters had it in the top five. I was like,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was like, I was blown away. So I had to, like, respect. Fully, you know, listen to some of the guys. So I made it a three spot.
I get it. I will respectfully tell you that Anderson Silva Weidman is going to win that.
There we go. That would be cool. 3-14. Last one, 7-10 in the New York bracket. Robert Whittaker versus Yoel Romero 2. Gosh, one of the greatest fights ever. Versus Justin Gaethje versus Dustin Poirier. Like, this is insane. Ooh. Insane. I think we've had Gaethje versus Johnson, Gaethje versus Poirier, Gaethje versus Alvarez. There's a common thread here, I think.
I think so.
Incredible, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Justin and Dustin pull it out.
Wow, there's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer.
Oh my God, it's a tough one.
Gosh. So we're three brackets in. This is insane. I love it. It's bananas. That's how the people in the business call it. The last one, my man, is Abu Dhabi. Maybe we're going to see Habib and Ferguson there soon, but that's another topic for another podcast. The number one seed, have you figured it out? Have you known what we haven't said yet?
No, yeah. The greatest light heavyweight fight ever.
There you go. Jones and Gus is the number one seed of Abu Dhabi. Number 16, GSP versus Carlos Condit at UFC 67.
That's closer than you think.
Right, right.
That's closer than you think, but it's definitely Jones. Gustafson.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to
love
this.
But it's closer than you think.
This is the greatest 8-9 ever. Number 8, Khabib Nurmagomedov. Saying his name for the first time in this bracket versus Conor McGregor, UFC 229, versus Silva versus Brian Stann, UFC on Fuel TV 8. That's Vanderlei Silva.
Silva Brian Stann.
They could just upset Conor and then
they
upset.
They could go to the final
Jones.
Four.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, brother. With you.
That's straight up. If we're looking at a real March Madness, like. And, like, people don't just vote for, like, their favorite fighter, and they look at, like, a crazy fights, and they look at it like, oh, my God, epic. Bro, that number 9 could be the number 9 in the George Washington that year.
George Mason. George
you
Mason.
Know what I mean?
Yep.
George Mason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know it. Each bracket has, like, a thing. I feel like the first one had a lot of Holm and Rousey's in it. The second one was my personal favorite. Last bracket had a lot of Gaethje. This one is the fighters fight bracket. Like this is the I think the UFC fighters had a lot of say in it. So this is 5-12. Are you crazy? Are you ready for this one? Gilbert Melendez versus Diego Sanchez at UFC 166. That could be a one seed. That fight was incredible. Versus the 12 seed. You and I talk about this fight all the time. Travis Brown versus Andre Arlovsky, UFC 189.
Oh, my goodness.
How great is that, goodness. Dude? How great is this?
I'm such a basketball guy when it comes to, like, March Madness stuff, when it comes to, like that's the upset again. That's the upset.
I'm with you.
That's the upset.
Brown versus Arlovsky, that 30 seconds can rival any 30 seconds in any mixed martial arts fight in the history of the game. It's just that great.
Absolutely nuts. I just remember watching that. That's nuts.
Four.
Well, yeah, the 12, man. That 12 is solid. The 12 is solid.
Oh, my God. I love the 12 seed is going to win across the board. I love it. This is so great. Dude. 4-13 and another razor sharp. We got Robbie Lawler versus Carlos Condit, UFC 195 versus 13 seed met the breakthrough. Sugar Rashard Evans knocks out Chuck Liddell.
Oh, that's a sad moment. Carlos Condit, Robbie Lawler is good. I don't know, man. That's a toss up. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Another one. I don't know what we're doing, John. We're going to have five shows. We can talk about this forever. 2 versus 15. And you were like, oh, okay, the two should win. They should move on. Yeah, yeah. The two is Chuck Liddell versus Wanderlei Silva. UFC 79, wow. All-timer. Yeah. You know where you were when you saw it. But this is the 15 seed. GSP versus Johnny Hendricks. That fight was one of the greatest welterweight fights, one of the greatest mishap of judges in the history. It was insane. It was bananas.
It was bananas, but I'm still going to take Liddell and Wanderlei Silva on that one.
Right, right. I'm with you.
But that was a crazy fight. And at the end, I just remember looking at the screen going, what?
Wow. And then here we go. 6 versus 11. It doesn't get any easier. We got Gas versus Israel Adesanya, UFC 243, the greatest interim title fight of all time, versus 11, Randy the Natural Couture versus Nogueira, UFC 102.
Oh, Kevin Gastelum, Israel Adesanya.
Okay. They roll through?
Absolutely. Straight through. 6 might be in the final four.
Wow. Okay. I like it.
That's the other one in that bracket that could just...
Yeah, the Brian Stand at 9 thing. I get it.
Yeah.
This is 3 versus 14, so we got 2 left. 3 versus 14, 7 and 10. So 3 is Matt Hughes versus Frank Trigg 2 at UFC 52. Their opponent at the 14 line, we just saw it. Yoel Romero versus Paulo Costa at UFC 241. Wow.
That one I'm going to leave to the fans. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one.
You're ready for I know what the answer is going to be. It's an old school versus new school. Whoever votes more, if it's more of, you know, a little bit of our generation and coaches and stuff like that, they're going to go for Matt Hughes and Trigg. If we got those new school, you know, millennials, that's all they know is Costa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel you.
So the last one, my man, the 7 versus 10, Abu Dhabi. We're going to close it off. Jose Aldo versus Chad Mendes 2, UFC 179. If I remember, that's that flying knee.
Turn around knee.
Oh, my gosh. And I swear I didn't save this for 10. There's one fight missing, and I think you know what it is. George Masvidal versus Ben Askren, 4 second, UFC 239, the knee.
It wins because it's the fastest knockout, man. That's just how it does. Like, that Jose Aldo knockout is epic. Like, no, nobody gets sleep on that. That was nasty, and that solidified his legend even more. But it was but that's a 4 second knockout, like, against a guy who's undefeated.
These brackets are amazing. It makes me a fan of all these great UFC fights. There's no any 7 seed could win the whole thing if it's the right voters vote for it, and if we don't push the other envelope. There's so many great picks. Clay Guida versus Diego Sanchez, Chuck Liddell, Wanderlei Silva. We got Griffin Bonnaruo.
That's the toughest bracket right there.
Yeah, insane.
The last bracket is the toughest bracket.
Yeah, because all those 7s and 10s and 11s were amazing.
Goodness. Yeah, those nine. There were number 1, number 9, number 6, and number 2.
Yeah, 6 was Gas versus Israel Adesanya.
9 was Stan and Silva.
Yeah.
1 was Jones and
Gus,
and 2 was Jorge Masvidal with the 4 second knockout.
Bro, oh my gosh!
That's a tough bracket. Those should be the last 4 in that bracket.
And we still have in that bracket Wanderlei Silva versus Chuck Liddell, Frank Trigg versus Matt Hughes.
Yeah, see, it's crazy.
Oh my gosh! So, all right, man, the brackets are done. We talked them all out. If you had one last bow on this bracket reveal show, what was it? What? Anything stood at you, or just an abundance amount of fun that we're gonna have?
The abundance amount of fun, and that was a really, really, really good job. And you're welcome for correcting you. I'm so sorry, but I had to.
Oh,
to catch that.
We threw it in there. Robbie Lawler versus Koscheck. I love it.
There you go. Yeah. No, that was epic. That was incredible. That was really good. I'm really happy about all of it. Like, there was a lot of fights I was thinking about, and I was like, oh, wow. Okay. They're in there. Cool. So I'm just, that was good.
My closing line for you, John, and you will know exactly what I mean. What fight will have that one shining moment?
Yeah. What does everybody remember?
Yep, that's it, my man. That's
what does everybody remember?
Wow, the professor, man. Appreciate you, dude. Let's talk very soon, because it's like maybe we'll do a whole show on each bracket. And maybe like maybe what I'll do, brother, is put all these votes up on one bracket, and then me and you will break them all down, and then kind of before we reveal the winners, we kind of throw our last, like, guys, come on now. You got to remember how great, Israel Adesanya versus Gas was. Something like that. You know, each bracket gets a show.
Let's do it.
My man, have a great time. Stay safe out there, brother, okay? Tell the loved ones we said what's up, and we'll talk soon.
All right, brother. You too. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Later.
Later.
There we go, guys. That was the March Madness Fight Bananas Best UFC Fight Ever Bracket. Thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe on our YouTube channel, iHeartRadio. We got some big news coming up tomorrow. Yes, we'll get it. We have massive shows coming up too later this week and the weekend. Stay with us. I'm telling you, really big guests. We just had Dean Thomas and Charles Rosa. We had Dean Thomas break news here. Last sponsors, thank you so much. Endstill Nutrition. Check them out at endstillnutrition.com. And also our family at Warhammer Fightwear. You can get them on the Amazon app or just check them out at warhammerfightwear.com. All right, guys. Thank you so much to John Rafford. Follow him on the IG, John_Nas. I'm David Van Auken. You can follow me at David Van Auken, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Guys, have a great time. Have some fun with this. We're going to vote all of our social media platforms. You can put out what you think is win, a sleeper, an upset, something that you're happy about or upset about. Let us know. We are the People's Podcast. We are the Fight Bananas Podcast.